This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Okay, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're talking with John Burton, who's the president of the Sun and Fun organization that puts on that great event every year. And he's going to just give us a little intro and some updates and highlights of what to expect at Sun and Fun coming up in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Mary. We're really looking forward to this year's fly-in. It's our 35th annual event, and this year some of the highlights include the 50th anniversary of the United States Army Golden Knights Parachute Team. The Golden Knights will be here at Sun and Fun for the first time ever, I believe, and they will be performing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the event. I should say that our event opens on Tuesday, April 21st, and runs through Sunday, April 26th. So the Golden Knights will be flying Friday, jumping Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of those dates. Second, we have a very neat human interest story that's being called An Unlikely Reunion, Reconciliation in Vietnam. And it centers on the relationship between retired United States Air Force General Dan Cherry, who was flying an F-4 Phantom during the later stages of the Vietnam War. And in April of 1972, he shot down a MiG-21 that was piloted by a gentleman by the name of Hong Mi, a Vietnamese pilot. And as General Cherry saw Hong Mi parachuting down in the intervening years, he wondered whatever happened to that downed pilot. And within the last year, General Cherry traveled to Vietnam and met Hong Mi for the first time in person. And it happened to be on a national Vietnam television show, similar to the American This Is Your Life show of days gone by. And they met and became friends. And they are going to reenact, renew their friendship here at Sun and Fun and tell the very unique story of their unlikely reunion and reconciliation in Vietnam. So it's pretty neat. Another activity that we have that's pretty unusual, I think, unless you fly or live in Alaska, is that we're going to have all five of the big Grumman amphibious aircraft. That includes a duck, a mallard, a goose, a widgeon, and an albatross. And we'll have pilots to talk about each one of those airplanes. And we're also working with the seaplane pilots and Fantasy of Flight and Kermit Weeks to put this together. So it should be a good partnership. And for those of you who haven't seen these airplanes or all of these airplanes in any one place at one time, this will be a very unique opportunity. We are also going to be celebrating Earth Day. Earth Day is a focus on eco-friendly products, services, and technology. Earth Day, National Global Earth Day, is Wednesday, April 22nd, which is the second day of our event. And we will be celebrating with aviation-related technology that is eco-friendly, or I guess the current trend is towards green activities. So we're going to be having activities throughout the week of Sun and Fun. But we'll have a focus of that on Earth Day, Wednesday, April 22nd. As part of our air show, and again on the weekends, we'll have an F-16 demo team and an F-18 demo team that will be flying at Sun and Fun. As part of our daily air show, we also have the spectacular night air show that will take place on Friday, April 24th, and they will conclude with the very popular fireworks display that we've had for the past several years. For those hot air balloon enthusiasts, we'll have a hot air balloon launch on Saturday, April 25th, right around dawn or shortly thereafterwards. So weather-dependent, more likely the wind-dependent, we'll have that hot air balloon launch on early on Saturday morning. We've got some wonderful evening programs, including a program with John and Martha King, Patty Wagstaff, and the Kenya Wildlife Service, sponsored by the Lindbergh Foundation, again, which is tied into our Earth Day and Earth Day activities throughout the week. They'll be giving an evening program on Tuesday night. We'll have an unlikely reunion with our Vietnam pilots, Dan Cherry and Hong Mi, on Wednesday. New AOPA President Craig Fuller will be addressing our audiences and guests on Thursday. And then the very popular Rod Machado will be talking on Saturday night. So a lot of activities going around, and certainly the focus of our entire event is on educational activities that take place throughout the week of the fly-in. We have more than 450 educational forums, seminars, and workshops. The FAA also has the safety seminars that they run throughout the week, and then we have 500-plus commercial exhibitors that are also showing the latest in aviation technology products and services. So a lot going on, Mary. I'm sorry you put quarter in me, and I just keep going. And we've just got so many neat things going on. And Mary, I don't know if you have been told, but you will be serving as our weather chairperson this year because after last year's severe weather, especially the rain that fell, we kind of decided we needed a new weather chairperson, and you were elected. So thanks for serving.
Okay, sure. Now, the Splash Inn, I understand, is at Fantasy of Flight. Is that correct? Is that where the Grummans will be, or will they be at the main field?
The Grumman aircraft will be at Sun and Fun at Lakeland Linder Regional Airport all week. Now, a number of the amphibious aircraft will be participating in the Splash Inn, and thank you for mentioning the Splash Inn. The Splash Inn will be taking place on Thursday, April 24th, and it will be at Fantasy of Flight. And again, we're working with Kermit, his Fantasy of Flight team, and the Seaplane Pilots Association to coordinate that. So it should be another fabulous event. We had it at Fantasy of Flight for the first time last year, and it was just tremendously successful. Kermit even got out the duck and flew it and landed it in the lake. So it was just fabulous. Great event.
Okay, now I know with the economy and all the worries about that this year that a lot of events are offering discounts and other things to try to make sure they attract just as many people. Do you have anything like that to tell us about?
We have some fantastic discounts on the weekend. Now, the normal price for admission, if you're a member of the Experimental Aircraft Association or the Florida Air Museum, there is a $30 daily admission fee. But on Saturday and Sunday, that admission is $15 for all Florida residents and military personnel. So $15 for adults, $5 a day on the weekend for youth, and all week long, kids 12 and under are free. So we think it's a very family-friendly event.
Okay, and do you have any pointers for pilots who might be planning to fly in?
Well, I think for AOPA members, I would certainly suggest that they come in on Friday, April 24th. And again, this follows up on some of the discounts. The AOPA members will also be getting discounted admission on AOPA Day, which is Friday, April 24th. And for pilots who are Florida pilots who are flying into Sun and Fun, this year, if they fly in, they'll pay the $30 fee, and if they bring a guest, the guest is free. So lots of really neat opportunities, a lot of promotions that are going on, and we just want to make sure that all pilots know that they're welcome, but certainly the pilots who live within the state of Florida, which we call our home base of operations, we really want to get all the Florida pilots to participate and call Sun and Fun their hometown event.
Okay, great. Now, I know Sun and Fun also has an educational mission, so what do you have new going on with that this year?
Mary, outstanding question, and I'll tell you, education is really the focus of what Sun and Fun does, not only during the Sun and Fun fly-in, but also on a year-round basis. And this year, in partnership with several educational organizations, including the Polk County School Board, Polk Community College, University of South Florida, Gulf Coast Avionics, and a host of others, we initiated a high school career academy. We have 67 10th grade students who are initiating a full-time high school right here on the Sun and Fun campus on a year-round basis. Started in August of this year. They will finish up in June, and they are studying avionics, repair, and maintenance along with their other high school subjects. And each year, as the sophomores become juniors, we'll fill in behind them with another sophomore class, and then by the end of 3 years, we hope to have a total of between 350 and 400 Career Academy students who are studying avionics, repair, and maintenance. And if you can imagine, with dual enrollment with some of our secondary education partners, when some of these kids graduate from high school, not only will they have their high school diploma, but they will have an associate degree from Polk Community College, again, through their dual enrollment, and they'll also have an FAA ticket for avionics, repair, and maintenance. So just a wonderful opportunity for young people, and it's really helping the local economy with trained, highly skilled, highly trained workers for an expanding aviation market down here in Central Florida.
Okay, that sounds great. And is there anything else you think that our listeners should know about?
Well, again, I'm emphasizing your weather chairmanship because we're guaranteeing great weather this year, especially after the many challenges that we had last year with the rain, the wind, and some other stuff. So we hope everybody's going to come down. Things look very, very good. Gas prices have been stable for the last several weeks, and as a matter of fact, it looks locally they came down 2 cents a gallon as I was heading out here to Sun and Fun. So hopefully that trend will continue, and folks are going to have more confidence in our economy and show up in flocks of aircraft.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, John. And again, this has been Mary Grady with AvWeb talking with John Burton. And AvWeb staff will be heading to Florida soon, and we'll be there to cover all of these kind of events that John was talking about, as well as all the new products and new airplanes and new things that we can find to tell our readers about. So thanks again, John.
Thank you, Mary. Best wishes, and we'll look forward to seeing you and the AvWeb staff down here in April.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.